Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Word. Help us, Lord, to listen carefully to your voice and help us to obey your commands. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we will begin today on page 12, for those of you who have the workbook. In the observation, it says here that we're going to do some markings. We're going to look at Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 27 and 28. And there are a few comments here. It says, before we bring this week's study to a close, let's look at what Matthew recorded in his gospel about the cup of wine at the Passover feast Jesus shared with his disciples. So the markings that we have as well, we're going to mark the word blood with three little drops, like three little dots. We're going to put a box around the word covenant, and we're going to mark the word sins with a capital S. Verse 27, and when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. And verse 28, for this is my blood, so mark blood with the three dots, of the covenant, mark covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. Again, and when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. So again, you should have marked blood, the word covenant, and of course the word sins. Okay, we have three questions, and it says here, what did the content of the cup represent and why was it being poured out? And it says here that the cup represented the blood of Jesus and it was poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. And the next question says, what did Jesus ask his disciples to do? Well, going back to verse 27, he tells them to drink from it, all of you. So he wants them to accept what he's giving them. So we need to receive what Jesus has for us. And the last question says, what would drinking the cup of this covenant indicate? It indicates our participation, acceptance once again of the gift of what Jesus has for us and his sacrifice that he made on our behalf. And also I believe it indicates our fellowship with him as well, our communion with him. So again, it says here that the blood of the covenant is poured out for the forgiveness of sins, it says, for many. Okay, so we are to accept, again, what Jesus has for us, the gift of salvation. And again, that represents our fellowship with him. Okay, Before I close for today, I like to read the wrap it up section for week one. And it says, about 600 years before Jesus celebrated his final Passover meal with the disciples, God made a promise to his people through the prophet Jeremiah that a time was coming when he would deal with their sin once and for all. It was the promise of the new covenant. And it says from Jeremiah 31, verse 31 and verses 33 through 34. Again, that's, I'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 and also verses 33 and 34. And it says, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will put my law within them and on their heart. I will write it and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Again, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 and 33 through 34. It says, God promised to give his people a new covenant, not like the covenant of the law he made with them after he brought them out of Egypt, a covenant they broke over and over again. Instead, this new covenant would write God's law on their hearts. No longer would they have to say to one another, know the Lord. They would all know him, from the least of them to the greatest, for he would forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Now, as Jesus broke bread with his disciples, that long ago prophecy was about to be fulfilled. The blood of a sacrificial lamb was to be poured out. The cutting of a new covenant would bring salvation and forgiveness for all those who believed on him. Beloved, do you realize that only Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, can offer forgiveness of all our sin through the shedding of his blood? Do you see and believe this beautiful truth? By repenting of your sins and believing in Jesus alone, you will be forgiven and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the true message of what the world celebrates as Easter. It is more than painting and hiding Easter eggs, eating chocolate bunnies, buying new outfits, and going to church. Easter is a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. The resurrection was proof that the shedding of Jesus' blood for the payment of our sins was accepted by our just and righteous God. Death could not hold him. Jesus rose on the third day, and those who believe in him are given the gift of eternal life. Death cannot hold us. Remember, Jesus, the Son of Man, lives. We will live also with him forever. Do you believe? Have you repented of your sins and sought God's forgiveness through his Son? Have you passed from death to life? I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.